Tom Donald is an Australian composer, music teacher, concert pianist, and master at improvisation. His work has been featured in award-winning films, and he's the founder of the London Contemporary School of Piano, which takes an innovative approach to teaching an instrument that most of us want to learn. So how do you turn his piano passion into a business? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week, we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Tom tells his story.
I think I've always wanted to be a musician and a pianist. It's not something you just wake up and go, oh, I want to be a musician. I think it's just something that's in your blood. You have a compulsive feeling of making music. And even when I was a child, I just used to unstrategically sit down and bash out on the keys and probably made some horrendous sounds. But in my internal world, I probably thought it was really good music. And I think that sort of madness is what makes a musician. My family are amateur musicians. My dad, he sings and plays guitar. But fortunately with my mum, she did learn piano, not for a huge amount of time, but she did get to take the family piano. So that's why there was one in our house, which I bashed on as a child and learnt on for many years. I studied music in Australia at the Newcastle Conservatorium. I think I got very serious about it probably when I was about 12 or 13. It started to click. I probably wasn't particularly good at it then, though in my mind I decided that it was something I loved to do and it was something I just did every day, all the time, without having to be nagged and told to practice. Because I now run a music school, I've done a lot of research on these things, and we find that a lot of children usually give up piano around about grade 4 and 5, which is it's the thing that we get all the time. We hear about this all the time. We have a lot of adult clientele as well who come to learn piano from us, and that was usually the time they gave up when they were children or teenagers, and now they're revisiting the piano. I was very, very lucky. My parents, whilst they are pragmatic people, they didn't tell me not to go ahead and follow my dreams, which is wonderful. But I think out there in the wider society, yes, there probably is a lot of that. Well, I've seen it myself. And I always thought it was rather ridiculous because when I was 15, I had a job playing piano in a cocktail bar and I made more money than all my friends did. It was probably the richest then I'll ever be because no bills to pay. and I was getting tips and it was great fun. And then I'd go out into, you know, the wider world and, you know, and adults would say, you want to be a musician? You're going to be broke. And I was thinking to myself, this doesn't add up. You know, I'm making $300-$400 on the weekend, you know, out of tips in a cocktail bar. This can't be that bad, surely. I studied composition and piano at university, and I think I really gained a tremendous amount studying composition, learning how to structure my thoughts, my creative ideas, learning how to orchestrate, learning a great music discipline known as counterpoint and polyphony, which is the art of putting sounds together, melodies together, and having them all fit beautifully in a harmonic line. And, you know, you can have all the creativity in the world, but you need to know how to put your ideas down and give them some substance. We do live in an era of the enterprise opportunity they have to leverage their talent and creativity. And unfortunately, I don't feel this has been taught in the universities, in the music colleges around the world. There's just a lot of very, you know, bitter lecturers there who have incredible talent and skill, but they would say to their students, oh, you're going to be doomed, you're never going to make any money. When we live in an era with internet marketing, lead generation, ways of getting your ideas and messages across to targeted audiences, we've never lived in a time where there is this much opportunity for anyone in any creative industry, not just music, to go forth and put their ideas out and to make a very good living out of it. So I think it's exciting. I started teaching privately around about 12 years ago, and I was about in my early 20s, and I started working to build a music school about 5 years ago, and the company opened about 3 years ago. It's the London Contemporary School of Piano, I decided to do this because I was very frustrated with the way music is being taught institutionally around the world. It's been taught in a very old-fashioned, stagnated way. People are not learning to do all sorts of wonderful things on the piano. They're just learning to obey a written score of music that might not even connect to them. And we are constantly researching new innovative ways to communicate music to people. And we're seeing some amazing results from it. We specialise in all music. We actually teach a lot of classical music, but we just teach it differently. If you want a child to love Mozart, you can't just tell them to obey the score that's in front of them and go off and practice every day. You have to engage them. And you also have to engage them by communicating to them in terms that they understand. So we ask all of our clients, you know, what music do you listen to? And we teach music theory through the lens of the music they listen to before we go out and expand them into other genres of music. I think, unfortunately, in the musical world, the word entrepreneur probably has a lot of negative associations, and I don't think that's very handy. And I think that goes back to the conditioning that begins in university, because you have a lot of people who have a lot of incredible technical talents teaching and tutoring people, but they don't have a great deal of entrepreneurial understanding, and they see it as a bad thing, and then they sort of pass that message on, and I think that it's having very detrimental effects on music training. I think there are so many things that being an entrepreneur involves, but one of the things that involves is the art of communicating your message to other people. So many people have misconceptions as to what entrepreneurialism is. It's about selling stuff. I mean, we never try to sell things at our school. We just put our word out there about our approach. We just communicate to the public, this is our approach, this is our philosophy, and this is what really works for our clients. We never try and just flog off a few piano lessons, because we only want people who really want to come and learn and commit. And people then go off and they study our YouTube tutorials, and all of these things are free, and they try the stuff at home, and then the law of attraction kicks in, and they're the ones who are making inquiries and say, oh, when can I come in, and you know, trying to knock on the door. And I think, to me, it's just about communicating your message, your integrity to the world out there. And so I think integrity is a key part of not just the artistic process, but the entrepreneurial process.
Tom Donnell there from the London Contemporary School of Piano. And accompanying Tom were tracks from the Tom Donnell Trio's upcoming album, Mesmer, which can be found on iTunes and Bandcamp. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 15 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.